Did they make things like that around the school?
Yeah, yeah, around the school, that's right. The swing, you know, sure, yeah, yeah.
And the ones that would go around?
Yeah, well, yeah, had them go around, that's right, all that kind of stuff. Sure, we had that all the country school. We had a good high school, a little, well, it was 2 minutes during, but it finally blew up. But, I mean, that's what. Well, I mean, no, not blew up, I mean, played out, you know, played out. And all my brothers finished there, and some of them were on college, but it was a good little high school, but I didn't finish.
Yeah.
And we had a good ball team there, too, real good.
Did y'all play games around the house at night or anything like that?
Not much, no. There was some hide and seek and so forth, you know, but we
hide and seek?
Yeah.
And one person was
hide, you know, and the other fine and beat him to the bay and all that kind of dumb. But we didn't do much of that kind of dumb. We, I don't know, as I said, when it was big enough walk my teeth, huh? That's what everybody around that country was. And now it's nobody. In other words, up in that, everybody had fox dogs. If not a fox hound, well, it's just not in fox hounds down here. But now the deer, what stopped me from fox hunting was a deer. Any fox hound will run a deer, and a deer will go 12, 15 miles. Well, then you are 2 or 3 days getting your fox dogs back. And I quit. I said, you might have seen that. I got 2 pins up there now. When I quit, I had 8 dogs or so. But that, those days, that, in, up where I laid, it was hunting. Of course, we worked and we went to school, you know. My mother didn't let us hunt at all through a week. It was on weekends. We couldn't hunt at all.
Now, when you went swimming, did you ever take the tire and the inside?
Oh, yeah, we've done all that. Well, we didn't have any. Yeah, we have had the boat in a tube, but we made old boats, you know, had skiffs and all such as that. And
yeah. What kind of boats would they use around here?
Well, I got one up there now. In law yesterday.
You make a boat?
No, I didn't make that one. But you could do it. We'd make them little skiffs, you know, little. You had to, it took skill to make them. We couldn't do it, but they were made down in the country. You could get people to make them for you. Yeah, but you, give us some skill to it, all right, to make them just right. I believe I'm told you about all I know that's interesting.
Did you see a, let's see, did you ever see that old kind of little boat, a Piro, you know what that
was? Yeah, sure. Well, that they have those now. It's a camp up here every summer for boys. And they come down, come to the bridge, any little bridge up on the Peterfield Road, and get in those Piro boats and come to my back, my place, have a big rock bar in there and spend the night on it. And they have them. And they're a little, about 3 to a Piru, they call them a little Piru boat. It's skiff, that's what they are.
When you were coming, well, one person would get in the boat and the other person would.
No, it'd be a couple in there, but a paddle, you know, a paddle.
Yeah, but to get the boat in the water, to lock, to one person would get in the boat, usually if there were 2 people, another one would.
Well, after we put the water boat in the water, skiff in the water, well, both of us get in there and use that oar to
launch.
Yeah, to go where we wanted to, you know, 2 oars. And each man go to where we're going to fish, you know, and get to place of fishing, we tie. And that makes it stay permanent until we get some rest of bees and go to another place of fishing. Now, that's what we did a whole lot when we were coming. All the boys in the community, you know, would come spend the night on weekends.
Yes.
And we'd have big time fishing. Boat all over the country come out a lot of times.
What sort of fish you catch? You?
Catfish, set out hooks for well, any kind. Well, perch, bass, and catfish. Now, a couple weeks ago, I caught a 12-pound